Now, Marie, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
McMahon to Scariff Bay Community Radio. You're here to talk about Shamrock Walking Tours.
Yep.
You've set up in Portugal and here. Can you just tell us how you set them up or how they operate if somebody was interested in going?
Or how it came about.
Even.
I'm from Kepabain, so I mean, you know, I was born on the East Clare Way, spent my whole life walking the mountains. And
you obviously like walking.
Love it. Well, outside. Yeah. I just love to be outside all the time. And it's not like I'm doing 70 kilometres or something. You don't have to. You can walk a kilometre and you'll be amazed what you see anywhere in the world. So I spend a lot of time in Portugal. I've been going on holidays. 13 years I've been going to Tomar is the centre of Portugal. So I decided to set up Shamrock Walking Tours. And I said, well, if it's as nice in Ireland, why not bring them to Portugal and show them what's over there? Because, of course, you have the weather.
I was going to say the weather.
The weather is the big one.
It's much better
like
over
it's
there.
It's 22 degrees out there today and blue skies like for the last week. So I decided to do that and bring people to Portugal. Groups initially, now anything from two people upwards we're taking at the moment. And just to show them the diversity out there and the difference. And Portugal is beautiful. I mean, they were the explorers of the world, so they have every plant and flower and fruit. I discovered a new fruit every year.
Really?
Things I've never seen before from all over the world. And they brought the spices from India and the tea from China and sugar from Brazil. So they kind of have it all, and it's just very, very different. And the Portuguese people are lovely, and the traditions and the cultures. They're very much their own people. For me, when I live out just outside the city, and I live in a little village, and it's like the 50s and 60s in Ireland. They never moved on, and
going
they don't want to move on. You see these little three-wheel tractors going up and down the road, and they're all waving, Bonnie! And I grow my own vegetables out there now.
Oh, really?
Vegetable plot, and it's so easy compared to here. I did it here for years. You just put it in the ground there and it grows.
And do you have to water them, Marie, obviously?
That's the big one.
Oh, okay,
just keep them watered.
You wouldn't have to do that over here. They're going to be floating in this.
That's going to be a problem here.
Complete opposite. You're trying to keep them dry here and stop them from drowning.
And they're very welcoming of tourists over there. They
absolutely
love to see
absolutely
people.
They love to see. They're very similar to us. I think the more time I spend with Portuguese people, they're very similar to Irish people. Is that they love to have the bit of crack in the joke, and they like their few
good
drinks,
good sense of humour.
Absolutely,
sounds familiar.
Divilment a lot of it.
And how big are the groups that you would take on the tour?
Anything from 2 to 30 people.
Oh yeah.
So, I mean, if you want to come out, I think...
Somebody could even go on their own. You'd arrange a group, you know, would you arrange a tour for...
Absolutely.
You know,
one
person if they wanted to...
If you were there, we'd take you out for the day. And I think there's a bit of a misconception about the tours that you have to be... It's a long slog and you have to spend five big long days walking.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Yeah. You can
it's
spend
not
an
like
hour.
The Camino.
Yes.
Yeah, if you want to do that, then it's the Camino you'd be going for. We spend a couple of hours on the Camino just to give people an idea of what it's like. So if you want to see, because it passes straight through the city.
Okay.
So just a stroll out by the river and you're on the Camino route and you get to see what it's like. And And also Fatima is only half an hour from us. So we do a little walk along towards Fatima and then we'll go to Fatima for the day. So, and there's little museums and tile museums. And of course, it's the Knights Templar city. You have a castle.
Yes.
You have the Order of Christ Monastery and you have the Convento of Christ there as well. Overlooking
so it's very religious.
The Portuguese are very religious.
Okay.
85% Catholic.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. And they would walk to Fatima instead of doing the Camino. So why would you walk to Spain when you can walk to Portugal?
Yeah, exactly.
Walking.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So we do a little walk by the sea and it's up to yourself. I mean, you can take, a lot of people take a day off in the middle of the week. There's no need, you don't have to. You can come for 3 days or 1 day or two days. Or.
And Marie, where
it's
I know...
It's not the hard slog.
And
a,
the accommodation,
think, yeah.
How does that work out?
All kinds of accommodation, anything from 2-star to 5-star, it's up to yourself.
Depending on your budget, you can work around it.
Yeah,
okay.
And to be honest, the little 2-star hotels are fabulous.
Yeah.
Yes.
And can you book them as you go along or are they normally pre-booked?
Oh, we'd pre-book. Well, we
you'd
get
organize
a discount.
You'd organize.
So if you book through us, you get a little discount.
Right, so it's worth
they know
it.
Us. So, well, you're not moving, you see. You're in the same place the whole week.
You've that
it's
base.
Not like Camino that you're packing up every night and moving
right,
on.
Okay.
We don't do that.
Okay.
And sometimes you can take the morning off. Like Friday morning is market morning, and you have to, that's an experience
lovely
in itself.
It would be lovely to go
it's
to
it's huge. You can really buy anything from a needle to a haystack. It's just incredible. So we take that morning off, and then we do a little afternoon walk.
Okay.
Or you can just take the day off. It's up to yourself. You kind of build your own tour, and we'll
yes.
just do it for you.
Okay. So you build it to suit the crowd that's coming or the client's requests, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you don't have to be a very serious walker.
Not
to do it is what
not
I mean. That
all.
Like somebody that would go out every day and maybe walk 10 or 15 kilometres.
Well, we can do that as well.
Oh, you can, but okay. you don't
but
have to
you
be.
You don't even
I'm
have
saying.
To be a walker. We can do a stroll around the city, like we do a historical walk of the city. I suppose it's 5 kilometres, but you could be 2 or 3 hours. I mean, you're stopping and you're looking at historical things and you're looking at nature and you're...
Okay.
It's a mixture. So it's not the hard slog that
people think.
Have in
yeah.
their
okay.
head.
So you get to know the area very
yeah.
well then.
Absolutely. And it's kind of an undiscovered part of Portugal because everybody goes to Porto
of
or
course.
Lisbon or the Algarve.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
knows
it's
the Algarve.
It's on holiday, yeah.
So the Algarve isn't the real Portugal.
Right, okay.
The Portuguese would never go on holidays there.
Really?
No.
Okay.
That's only for tourists.
Right, okay.
That's only to go to
like
Portugal.
Us if we were going like for us. A week.
Yeah, they would go to the East Algarve, which is much quieter, you know.
And
So Tomara's kind of undiscovered and it's not really advertised.
Never heard of it until you launched Shamrock Walking Tours, where you went into your launch in Temple Gates several years ago. Never heard of Tomara in my life. Again, you
it's
see,
not
you're looking at the holiday side of the sun side
of
Portugal.
Portugal, yeah.
Oh, where
there's sun everywhere.
And is that the north of
it's
Portugal?
It's in the very centre of Portugal.
Oh,
it's an hour north of Lisbon.
Oh, so it's a very central area then to get to anywhere apart.
If you dropped a pin on the map, you'd almost hit it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Marie, are the flights still from...
From Dublin,
they haven't changed that. I know you were kind of pushing for that.
Well, now we have a group going from Clare in September, and they're actually going to fly from Shannon to Porto, and we're picking them up in Porto and bringing them down.
And how far is Porto from?
To be about 3 hours on a bus from the airport, which is north of Porto.
Right.
And we're going to stop on the way down. And have a look around us.
It's
all
convenient.
Very easy going. It's not this.
Well, you make it sound no problem. I'd say just contact me.
That either of us would have no problem.
No,
with that,
absolutely.
That
you sit in, and if you want to stop, we want to stop here for 2 hours. Grant, no problem.
Yeah,
you know, it's not that you have
it's
to
not
be
structured.
In
some, yeah,
well, it is, but you don't have to be at a certain place at a certain time.
So you'd have a minibus collecting.
Very easy going.
Collecting
very easy
people.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I suppose like that, when a group of friends decide to go, you'd have a bit of crack as well, wouldn't you?
100%.
Rather than, you know, 2 or 3 going. I mean, a crowd of 10 from Clare and yourself, I'd say there's going to be great fun.
Yeah, but there's so much to do. It's kind of up to yourself.
Yeah, you can work around it.
Yeah.
What about the food then, Marie? We'll say you were saying you can book the accommodation. So you book your flights yourself. If Trish and myself decided to go in the morning, we book our flights.
You book your flights to Porto. We'll also do a pickup from Faro, which is longer. It's about 3.5 hours.
Okay.
So you book your flights. You tell us when you're coming and you tell us what kind of accommodation you want and we'll do everything else.
Okay.
And how many days you want.
Right. And how many people. So literally we meet you at the airport. I'll be there with my Shamrock Walk and your sign. And I'll look after you for the whole week. You don't have to think about anything. We'll look after everything.
Okay.
Just until
like
we drop you back to the airport again.
And it sounds like an idea.
It does, doesn't it? And food and entertainment at night, kind of, you suggest where we'd go, sort of thing.
Absolutely. And we know all the best places.
Good. That sounds great.
We know all the best restaurants. There's music as well. They love their music and dancing, like us. They have traditional dances like we have.
Okay.
They have fado, which is the... It would be kind of like Shano singing here.
Fado, yes.
Similar traditions, yeah.
It sounds very like Ireland, as you say.
Yeah,
you know,
long ago,
the music.
They like their lifestyle and they don't want to move on. And the Portuguese would say, why would we want to be like everybody else if everybody is the same?
We're happy as we are, like.
Why would we change? We want to stay the way we are. And they're like
that. If they're happy, why would you change it?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Marie, getting back to the walking tours, we'll talk about the Irish side of it in a few minutes, but the Portuguese side of it, what nationalities have you going over, you know, or taking part?
Irish, American, Canadian, anywhere really.
Okay.
Yeah, the UK. So they come from everywhere.
So worldwide.
We have a lot of Americans, mostly Americans and Canadians. Okay. So we're doing historical tours there now as well.
Right, okay.
So some people just come for the history because of the city.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you just literally walk them around from and explain everything and show them. What
I think it's going to be community radio, actually.
I think
now you're talking,
they should send somebody,
little delegation.
Delegation, Marie.
Absolutely,
You'd have to send one or two. We'd bring Luke
two.
As well.
And we'd bring Luke as well.
Yeah.
We need an engineer with us.
The more you have, the cheaper it gets.
Okay. I'm sure we could round up a few.
What would the age group be? Or is it any age group go do
It's a mixture. I would tend to be most people coming up to retirement age or retired people.
We're too young. We're too young.
No, no, that wouldn't suit us at all.
Or people my age. We've had all ages.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's up to yourself. But you would get a lot of people that have time on their hands. Do you know, a lot of people spend a couple of weeks travelling around and they'd come to us for a couple of days and then they move on to do something else.
It's kind of on a bucket list, I suppose, maybe for some people.
Yeah, and Fatima is a big draw.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's only half an hour from us.
Because it's all loads, I suppose, from this side, isn't it?
And Fatima is lovely. Yeah. I was there, well, it's really? Years and years ago, but it was lovely. Okay. It's well worth
it. Huge.
Yeah,
I love the square in Fatima is bigger than the square in the Vatican in Rome.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you can take 400,000 people.
Oh my God.
And 4 million people a year go to Fatima.
Really?
Yeah, but you don't hear as much about it as you would have in Lourdes now or Rome.
And is it very commercialised now compared to Knock and Lourdes? You know, is it, you know,
not really,
you,
no.
Is it not?
No. Okay. I mean, it is what it is. You go around and you do the tour. But what I love in Fatima is to go up to the little village of the children. Now, that's completely untouched. And a lot of people don't even know about that. It's a kind of 2 kilometres. You can walk, but we can bring you up as well. You don't have to walk.
Just trying to sell it here.
The village is gorgeous. It's almost exactly like it was years ago. Yeah,
okay.
And the little houses are there, and you can see, go into the houses and see how they lived and where the children were.
Sounds lovely.
It does. Yeah.
That's a nice little thing to
that
do
sounds
now.
Sounds gorgeous now to do if you were there.
Funny fact about Fatima is the population of Fatima is 8,000 people, but there's 10,000 hotel beds.
Oh my God.
So there's more hotel beds than people.
Wow.
So you can see the volume.
That's what they rely on, Marie, totally, is it the tourist side of it?
Absolutely. Obviously, most of Portugal relies 80% on tourism.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
So they're still recovering from COVID.
Yeah, I was just going to say it must have had an awful effect on them.
Yeah. I mean, yourself, you weren't long started, Marie, when COVID
I know.
I remember it well. And Marie, you know, in relation to promoting it, what's your best way of promoting it? Is it Facebook or... Do you do, you know, holiday fairs or what way does
it work? We did the Holiday World Show in Dublin, of course, just before COVID. But anyway, we survived. A lot didn't survive.
Yes.
You know, we're on everything. We're on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and Reddit and I can't remember that. We're on about 10 different things. Yeah. LinkedIn, you can find us everywhere.
And the name then as well is Shamrock.
Yeah.
It's synonymous with Ireland, so they know there's an Irish connection. Yeah. Is there any other group doing the same as you're doing out there?
Not the same as me, no.
Okay.
There's activity groups, all right.
Okay.
So I know a guy out there that does cycling. Like you can spend a week cycling or canoeing.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's different activities.
Right, but you're the only one from the walking angle.
Actually, solely doing walking.
Well, that's very good.
It's kind
very
of
good.
Historical walking or cultural walking, I suppose, more than...
Fitness
there's lots
walking
of people doing
such.
Camino.
Yeah, okay.
You know.
That seems to be the thing, and that took off years ago. It seemed to be the thing to do, doesn't it? Oh, I did the Camino.
Yeah.
They might only have walked a few kilometres of it or something, but everyone thinks they did the whole Camino.
Now,
some people have, don't get me wrong. But as you said, when you're doing some of your walks, you can kind of venture into the Camino, and so you could come back to Ireland.
You're on it.
So you could come back and say you did the Camino, Marie.
The original Camino route passes goes from Lisbon through Tomar, where we are, on to Porto and on up to... Compostela in Spain.
Oh, okay. Right, okay.
So you're actually on it
when
you're there.
So you do a little show.
We do a little 5 kilometre walk out along it and you get to see what it's like.
Right. Yeah.
Without having to
do the whole thing.
To do the whole lot.
Yeah.
And how many months of the year would it do the walks go on for?
Any month of the year except July and August. It's too hot.
Too hot.
It's actually dangerously hot. It's up to 40 degrees.
Oh,
my gosh.
So we just don't do July and August.
You come home to Cape
Town. I'm back here for July and August.
You come back for our lovely weather.
I'm going back for the Scariff Harbour Festival. Yes. We're doing a walk tomorrow.
You do a walk. Yeah. And you're doing a walk
tomorrow for Cuíomh na Cláir.
Oh, okay.
So it's the same kind of thing, history and traditions and culture. And it's only a 4 kilometre walk.
And where is that taking place tomorrow?
That's on in Capaben, but it's completely booked.
Okay.
There's even a waiting list, I was told last night.
Yeah, but I did one before, I remember, with a group, and it was very good. And I have to say, we learned a lot about Capaben as well.
Really
it wasn't
good.
Just walking, you told us an awful lot. I was kind of going... We live around here and we don't know all of this.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've added more now since. Yeah.
No.
Well, I have to say the walk was very interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, and easy.
Easy, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, easy.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a stroll rather than
I'm not
walk.
A walker, but
yes.
I walk a little bit, but not much, but it was no problem.
Oh, very good.
You weren't
So just to dispel that myth that it's for walkers as such, anyone can go,
Yeah.
providing you're fairly I won't say fit active or whatever, that you're able to pull one leg after the other, I suppose.
Pretty
really
much that's it. That's it, yeah. Like there's no rush.
That you're not incapacitated.
Some
that
people
the word?
Put their head down and they walk and they don't see anything. Yes. I'm the complete yeah. and total opposite. No, I can lean over, you know.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't see what's going on
no
around.
There's no point in doing that kind of just going from...
Yeah, yeah, but you don't know what you're missing.
You could be walking
that's
anywhere.
That's what I'm saying.
Then.
Yeah,
could be anywhere.
Going from A to yeah. B, sure, you don't know what...
Yeah. So, sure. Where does, sorry, the walk tomorrow. How was that booked out so fast? Was it advertised on...
The Queeven and Clare are running it. So they're going around historically.
Yes, walks. Yeah,
of County Clare, Paula Carrollshire.
Yes, of course, one of our own. Yeah. So it's starting Capabane and, you know, doing a lap of Capabane, is it? Or
more or less, yeah. Okay. Capabane is actually bigger than you'd think.
Oh, no, of course it is, Marie.
No, honestly. They said, she's walking around Capabane, there's nothing up there.
No, there's a lovely mess rock and everything up there, Marie. We've all been
it's
up there.
It's actually the 38th largest townsland in Clare.
The 38th?
Largest townsland in Clare.
God, you've done your
so
research.
So there's six parts. Actually,
you learn something every day, don't you?
There's actually six parts to Capabane. So it's Capabane Upper, Lower, Middle, Capabane Park, Capabane Glenhuillan and Capabane Loch Isle. So there's six parts to it.
I've heard of them all except Glenhuillan.
Glenhuillan.
Never heard of it. Okay.
So it's back up on the left-hand side and Loch Isle then is on the right-hand side. So it's all part of it.
And what part of it are you from?
I'm in Capabane Park.
Oh, the posh part.
Posh part.
The G4 of Capabane, isn't it, Marie?
Jeez, yeah. Something like that now. I'm looking down on the rest of the world. I'm up at the top of the mountain. But I'll be doing that walk as part of the Scariff Harbour Festival again this year.
And you have to book the Scariff, the festival, the Harbour Festival. Every year festival. I'm saying I'm going to go on it. But this year I'm going to.
All you need is a wristband and to register on the morning. And you don't have to walk from Scariff. You can meet us up there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So you don't have to do the long walk. You can actually meet us there at the Mass.
And the same tomorrow, Marie, they're meeting. You're meeting up there. And
we're actually meeting at the church tomorrow and we're they're following us up.
And how many people are on the walk now tomorrow? What's the
30 plus.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And she's a waiting list, I think. I don't know.
That's amazing, isn't it? That's amazing. Yeah. And would they be locals, Marie, or would they be
from everywhere? From all parts of County Clare. Yeah. There is a few locals going,
God, that's great, isn't
people
it?
People in the area that's just got to, well, I wonder what's going on up there.
Yeah,
I think they'll be surprised.
Yeah, but I think people didn't realise until COVID how much
was in our area.
How much is in our area. It's only when you go walking. Yeah. As you say, if you go walk slowly, you see things and you kind of go, there is an offer. The area is beautiful.
Well, Petty Joe is going to join us at
Marie's
tomorrow.
Dead. Yeah, lovely. And he knows all there is to know about Capabane.
And he's going to talk about his days in the school.
Oh, wonderful.
And I'm sure
sounds
we'll
like a very interesting
A song or two around the way, maybe.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about.
I hope the weather is nice.
I don't know. What time is that taking place at Marie?
1 o'clock tomorrow. Okay.
So you'll be home to watch the Clare match, anyone that's worried about this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. That was number one.
Good timing. So, Marie, you've been in the council offices recently.
I have. We did a presentation in council offices this week for an activity groups, or mostly retired groups, and
active retired groups.
The most astonishing thing was that they haven't done anything since 2019.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
I was really, really surprised. So
it's
they're trying to get the people that are in the groups active again.
Of course, yeah.
It's very important.
Oh, gosh, it is.
And it had a big effect. I work with the elderly. It had a huge effect on the elderly COVID. Even a lot of them still don't go out to mess because they can hear it, of course, on Scariff Bay Community Radio. But it's all in the mind because they're used now to being at home. They get institutionalised from not moving out. It's very, very sad.
Yeah.
So... I can relate to what you're saying with there that they haven't been active since. And all it takes is something like that to say, come on, we're going to go. And if one goes, they'll all go.
They're coming out to Portugal in September, which is marvellous.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm designing it around what they want.
A package to suit them.
Yeah. A lot of them would have done Camino for years ago.
Yes. Yeah.
And they don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
So we don't want to do that anymore. So we're doing
something nice and
easy. We're doing the easy going one. But when you get out of the habit of doing something, it's you need a little bit of somebody to put a bit of pressure on you to get back into it.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were saying to me that they're a bit lonely.
Yeah.
You know,
the social side of it.
They go for a walk on their own, but they miss
the
group,
the company.
Of course.
So it's very important, especially newly retired people. At a loss.
What'll
we do with ourselves now?
But still have lots of energy and everything. They would like to do something.
It is a big change. I mean, if you finish work, say it.
Yeah,
you know, and then you realise, you'd love all this time probably when you are working, but then when you are finished, you kind of realise, I need to fill this time.
Yeah, what do I do now?
What do you do now?
Exactly.
And as you say, Marie, you have loads of energy.
Yes,
it's not as if, you know,
This is it. And you don't have to. You're not climbing Mount Everest.
No.
We're going out. It's a holiday.
You're
meant to enjoy it.
So, Marie, was that put on by the council? Was that who put that on? Was there other people making presentations on the day, or what
actually
way did that work?
Retired group from the Clare County Council.
Okay, and had they different people doing presentations that day?
No, just myself.
Okay, very good. Yeah.
So yeah, that was quite enjoyable.
And again, people from all over, different actively retired groups all over Clare.
Yeah. Yeah. There's over well over 200 in the group itself.
Okay.
So about 12 of them go away every year. I mean, we'll do things for them here too. We're actually, this week I'm researching historically shorter walks here, easygoing walks.
Here as in Clare?
As in Clare and Tipperary and Limerick.
Okay, within distance, yeah.
Yeah, we have a lovely one in Spanish Point, just like an 8 kilometre walk, but you get the history of the Spanish Armada.
Very nice.
I'm linking it in with Portugal because the ships were Portuguese.
Of course.
And they weren't all Spanish. So we're kind of linking things together. The idea is that if, we'll say, an Americans were coming to Europe, they'd spend a week in Ireland and a week in Portugal.
Oh, yes.
And Marie, would any of the Portuguese ever come over here for some of
the walking? They do, but they find it's too cold. They go in the summer.
Bring them with you in July
and
August.
Love it here. They love the food. They love the Guinness, but just the weather. Cold.
Right, okay.
They're not used to it. They don't do cold.
Isn't that case?
Yeah.
So do you spend most of your time over there now, really?
Because I'm doing a lot of historical tours. Most of what I'm doing, with the walking groups, fine.
Yes, they come.
But I do a lot of historical tours, people that are there visiting, and they want to see the area. So I take them out. I can do a full 8 hours.
Really?
Tour, yeah. Anything from 2 hours.
We go for that.
Yeah. And would people ever go at Christmas now, say, I'll go to Portugal for Christmas and just...
No. It's an option. But I've never...
Just thought of the people might say, God, wouldn't it be nice to go?
You come home fairly regularly then, Marie, do
you? I'm here for,
You come, of course, you... Yeah,
every month or two, I'm over and back.
You had a float in the Patrick's Day Parade the other day.
I did, yeah.
Yes. And that was good to get your name out there as well for people. I mean, this is the time of the year that people are thinking about holidays.
Exactly.
You just happened to be at home at the right time, in the right place at the right time.
I didn't happen to.
Oh, it was all planned, wasn't it, Marie? Okay.
I have a very busy agenda when I come back.
Yeah, obviously, you've been in the council offices. You're doing a talk, I think, to the local ICA group
this Monday as well.
You've been in here with us. You have the walk tomorrow. That's quite a lot.
And the rest of the week I've spent researching. Okay. Yeah, we have a nice one in Killaloo now as well, kind of historical walk of Killaloo. That's about 5 kilometres.
Okay.
So, I can do that for any group that's here.
Say a group of us go to you and we want to organise a walk. Do you give us is it like, say, a wedding package? Do you give us a package?
I'll give you the full itinerary.
Listed and we can tweak it to suit ourselves or whatever.
And a price or whatever. I'll give you the itinerary and you say, this is what we want, and I'll price it up and off we go.
And as you've said, it's not for, you don't have to be an active walker.
No.
Contact yourself and you can work a package to suit everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
So it just sounds lovely.
Sounds great.
Even bringing a packed lunch with you and being able to sit down.
At your own pace.
At your own pace and not rushing.
And if you want to skip a part, we won't bother going there. Great.
Yeah.
There's lots of...
You sound like the ideal tour guide, Marie. I could manage you now. That'd be fine.
Can we stop here for now? Well, that happened to me one time. I had a bunch of ladies from Cork out in Portugal. I said, we did the walk. They did fair play to them. And we stopped at a cafe. And they went in and they started buying... bottles of wine, not glasses. Bottles. They discovered that the bottle was €3. So we'll buy the whole bottle. And the bus driver was looking at his watch and said, what are we going to, Marie? We are going to get him. I said, I have no hope of getting him.
Did you join the Marie?
I couldn't. I wait till the day is finished before I have my glass of wine. So eventually, anyway, started to sing song and we got him on the bus. But they brought bottles of wine on the bus. The next thing, the bus driver was swerving over and back around the road and blowing the hooter. And I said, "But the Lord," I said, "we'll be arrested."
A €3 bottle, Marie, they couldn't leave it after them.
They know when the Irish are in the area. I'll put it that way.
Oh, Lord.
Well, listen, Marie, it was a good crack.
It sounds fantastic. And Shamrock Walking Tours, the name, it says it all, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
And what's the best way to contact you if anybody's interested?
ShamrockWalkingTours.com. There's a contact form there, or just ShamrockWalkingTours@hotmail.com. Okay. And just another quick one.
Sure.
We will be looking for guides in the area here.
Okay.
Because I can't keep it up. If I'm doing something over there,
you can't be in two places.
You can't be in the two places.
Yeah, I believe there was a course done on local
There was
local
recently.
So
yes,
if anyone is interested, pop us an email and... You never know.
If anyone is interested and can't remember the email or finds it too difficult, just contact Trish and myself or any of us here on Scarf Bay Community Radio and we'll put you in touch with Marie.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Marie, best of luck
Thanks
to Shamrock Walking Tours. And you never know, we might appear over there someday, Trish and myself.
Why not?
With our Scarf Bay Radio banner.
Not?